27 Wildest Days, Day 12. If you really knew me, I'm sure you'd... What? I've never been sure of many things, and the one thing I am absolutely certain of now is that knowing anyone else is pretty much a fool's dream. Know thyself is impossible, but irresistible as a mantra. Knowing someone else? You're kidding. So if you really knew me, well, for a start, that would make you some kind of nightmare. I don't want anyone to really know me. What kind of person would want someone else to know them? For a start, the other would have knowledge that not even the person known has about themselves. So no, let's just stop that there. It's possible I took this too seriously. If you really knew me, you'd know I don't normally do that. My normal response is to not take anything too seriously. It's a trick I learned early in life. It's not smart or a recommended response. It's body armor. If you really knew me, you'd know how much I would prefer to be someone else sometimes. Not often, just a few times in life when I've fallen through the ice and found it hard to get back through the entrance hole. Like a baby seal, lost and alone. I've roamed cold waters for a while, trying to get back to where it went wrong. I can do this. I can see myself in a different creature scenario. I can imagine myself on a mission to survive, as if I have skills and techniques I couldn't possibly possess, like gliding under frozen water, holding my breath for half an hour in silence, looking up for the light that shows me the way back to where I can take stock. I can't imagine you knowing me because I can't imagine me knowing me. Certain things, I believe, are so to protect us. The same way things stink and push us away, so self-knowledge is nothing but a deliberate illusion. We can't have it, because it would be too much to take. If you really knew me, this would make sense.